It's June. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of Wild Boulder County.
I saw the oriole come into that big cottonwood with nesting material, and I found its nest up there.
Oriole nests are among the easiest to see. They're pendulous, like a hanging cup.
The male was on the willow here earlier, but I haven't heard it sing.
There's the oriole clucking in the trees. Pretty far away, it's just a very deep cluck.
By now, most birds finish building their nests and are singing loudly to defend their territories. So we're listening for nesting birds at my house in eastern Boulder County.
Oh, beautiful yellow warbler singing right up here in this crack willow above us. They just arrived a couple weeks ago. Yellow warbler's that sweet sound. We say sweet, 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 I'm so very sweet. But the loud sound is the house wren. And there are two of them. There's one behind us right here and one just over to the left. Little tiny energetic wrens, and their song reflects their personality.
Yes, they are actually guarding at least three different nesting sites around here.
We've had a just spectacular May and now getting into early June for migrating birds here in Boulder County. We've had what's called a fallout during that May snowstorm. And what a fallout is when migrants arrive and they're really tired and the weather turns bad and they just end up on the ground. And all of us had all sorts of neotropical migrants in our yards.
Now that we've listened to some of the more common nesting birds, let's go inside to watch a pair of barn owls that are incubating eggs in a nest box a few miles east of here. The nest box has a video camera inside, and everyone is welcome to watch and listen to the owls on their computer. The web address for this streaming video is carriep.org, carriep.org.
Sound of the squeaky door.
The barn owl has three eggs, at least last night when she was off the eggs, I could count them. And right now she's just sort of sitting there and not doing anything inside this tiny, tiny box.
So it's a little like watching paint dry, but it's nice to follow them from day to day, I'm sure.
It's not like watching paint dry when the male comes in and mounts her, and then the box is full of feathers.
The other thing that's happening, we've just experienced the wettest 12 months in Boulder's recorded weather history. Everything is amazingly lush and green. This is going to be a great spring for migrating birds, but also for wildflowers in the next couple of weeks.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.